2020, and this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Kip Stube.
We'd like to inform our listeners that today we are not able to give you a live show as we usually do from our studios. This is because of the coronavirus pandemic. However, we are able to record and send to you the audio from this current discussion. So feel free to join in our show. Tonight, we are discussing in our diaspora forum, discussing about the coronavirus pandemic.
To join the discussion, please walk up with us. We are going to post a link where you can actually click and then join the show. What we know is that today there are some nurses and doctors who actually turned tools, saying that they don't have protective gear because they are worried about what is going on in the country.
And also, Gibbs, I understand that workers at the Robert Mugabe International Airport, the Zimra workers, have withdrawn their services, saying that they are now in danger, with some claiming that they interacted with some of the people who tested positive to coronavirus.
So join us right now and tell us what you're doing wherever you are and how you're experiencing the coronavirus kind of pandemic situation. So now, I think we've got our two guests already lined up. The first guest is Mr. Basil Nyati. He's based here in the USA, in Houston, Texas. So, Mr. Nyati, welcome to the program. Can you hear us? Welcome to the program.
I can hear you clearly. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate this. I'm very pleased to be with you guys and just discuss this matter. This is a very serious matter that is affecting everybody globally, but it's going to get worse in Zimbabwe because of our lack of preparedness, and we need to brace ourselves and find ways to actually get a hold of this before it gets ahead of us. I'm very, very scared of what will happen over the next coming weeks or months.
Yes.
If this continues.
Yes, Mr. Nyati, well done there. I think we've got another guest. I'll let Mr. Kandemiri to introduce him.
We also have Dr. Fortune Nyamande, who is the chairperson or chairman of the Zimbabwe Doctors Association the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights. Dr. Nyamande is in Sweden, if I'm not mistaken. Dr. Nyamande, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jonga, and thank you for having
Dr.
me.
Dr. Nyamande.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Mr. Nyamande, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yes, I'm saying thank you for having me, and just as a point of correction, I'm briefly in the mic
is off. Okay.
No, we can hear him, Jonga. Let him talk. We can hear him. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I was saying thank you for inviting me, and thank you for this program. Currently, I'm in Zimbabwe. Yes, I'm based in Sweden, but I'm currently in Zimbabwe in the meantime.
So let's get the ball rolling. Let's start with you, Dr. Nyamande. Tell us about the situation right now. We hear some doctors are even downing tools, and nurses too, and people are just going about their business in Zimbabwe. What's going on?
Yeah, it's quite a very complicated situation here in Zimbabwe.
Yes, Mr. Jonga, we can hear you. We can hear
I can't hear Dr. Nyamande.
Oh, okay. Can you maybe open your volume? We'll hear you from there. Yeah, okay. So maybe your volume is... but I can hear him very well. Okay, so quiet, Nyamande. Then we'll see what we can do as we progress.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying thank you very much for the question. The situation in Zimbabwe at the moment is quite very complicated. As you have rightly mentioned, there are threats of industrial action from the government doctors and also the nurses working in government facilities. So in our view, this adds the complexity of the situation that is currently facing our nation in view of the COVID-19 pandemic that has ravaged most countries across the globe. Secondly, we have also seen a raft of measures coming from the executive where they were trying to enforce social distancing mechanisms so that the public starts to keep their distance, starts to stop from doing their business as usual, and enforce some mechanisms which contain the spread of this virus. But from the observations that we've done over these past few days, we have not seen the public heeding the call to maintain social distance. Most shops are going on as usual. Most people are gathered in town. They are gathered in fuel queues. They are gathered in food queues and a lot of other gatherings. And we think that the public is generally not taking this pandemic with the seriousness it deserves.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamande. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear Mr. Nyati, but I cannot hear Dr. Nyamande.
Yeah, okay. So we'll try to fix that. So maybe you can pose a question to Dr. Nyamande. He's going to hear you, your question.
Dr. Nyamande, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can hear you, Dr.
He can hear you. Can hear me. Okay, but I can't hear him. Okay, let me just throw in a question. Notineshona, Dr. Nyamande, taona kuti zvinhu muZimbabwe zvinenge zvatanga kusamira zvakanaka. Tiona kuti vana mukoti navana chiremba vari kunzi vakanda mapadza pasi. Zvimwe chetezvo nemamwe makambani atovhara vachityira kuti vashande vangatapuriranwa utachiwana hwecoronavirus. Zvinhu zvamungataura imi sesangano ravana chiremba vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu, tichinzwa kuti vana mukoti navana chiremba vari kunyunyuta kuti havana zvikwanisiro zvekushandisa kudzivirira
You can respond now, Nyamas.
Okay. Tinotenda nemubvunzo wenyu. Zimbabwe tingati pari zvino matano abva kumasangano ana chiremba nana mukoti anowedzera kuoma kwedambudziko ratina romuZimbabwe maringe nechirwere
checovid. Just hold on. Yeah, now go quiet. We can see you now. Go ahead, sir.
Saka tinoona kuti nyaya dziri kutaurwa nana chiremba nana mukoti vanoshanda muzvipatara zvehurumende inyaya dzinoenderana nema atinoti muchirungu maworking conditions avo. Vanotarisana kunge vachishanda vakapfeka hembe nhumbi.
No, it's Nyamande. It's Nyamande. Finish now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Vana mukoti nana chiremba vanofanira kunge vachirwisana nedenda reCOVID-19 vakazvidzivirira vakapfeka zvinhu zvinoita kuti vasatapurirane kuwana chirwere cheCOVID kubva kuvarwere vavo. Saka ndiwo mashoko avaisa vari kunyunyuta. Tinoona nezuro vakanyora matsamba avakaadhiresa achienda kuna Minister of Health vavo Badaya Moyo kuti vagadzire nechimbi chimbi nyaya yatinoti personal protective equipment. Saka tinoona sekunge pasina kuwirirana kana kunzwana kwakanaka pakati pana chiremba nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Isu sesangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu tinonyanyoshushikana kuti kana paine kusawirirana kwakadai pakati pana chiremba nehurumende zvinochapedzisira zvava kukanganisa yatinoti the right to health yemapatients. Isu hatikurudzire kuti varwere vashaye vanhu vanokwanisa kuvara pamuzvipatara kunyanyanyanya takatarisana nedambudziko reCOVID-19. Saka tinokurudzira zvikuru kuti sangano rana chiremba na minister Obadiah Moyo vagare pasi nechimbi chimbi vawane yatinoti a win-win solution kuti tisarasikirwe neupenyu kunyanya nedambudziko ratakatarisana naro iri. Zvinyunyuto zvana chiremba hazvisi zvitsva. Munoziva na chiremba vakaenda for more than 3 months vachiratidzira muZimbabwe vachiti maworking conditions avo haana kunge kunyatsotsarukana zvakanaka. Asi tinoona kunge hurumende yakaita yatinoti lip service mukugadzirisa zvainyunyutwa nana chiremba. Pari zvino tinokurudzira zvikuru kuti mapato mairi aya vagare pasi vaise musoro pamwe chete tiwane solution nekukurumidza tisarasikirwe neupenyu wevana veZimbabwe nekuda kwemakakata anwaya. Kana zvichinge zvisina kugadziriswa, isu semachiremba anorwira kodzero dzevanhu tichazenge tichitora nyaya iyi toendesa kumadzitare edzimhosva, tichisamona the Minister of Health kuti agadzirise nechimbi chimbi kusawirirana kuripo nana chiremba vanoshanda muzvipatara zvehurumende.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyamandi. Let's go to Mr. Nyati. Mr. Nyati, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. I would like to pose a question to the doctor.
Before that,
you are in Zimbabwe. Can you confirm that it's in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes.
Since you're in Zimbabwe, I mean, the most important thing, obviously, is to be for the healthcare workers to be prepared for this, which is they need supplies. So let's first get it in the open, Guti. There are no supplies for the people as of right now. The attitude of the people, there are no supplies for all the healthcare workers. They don't have gloves, they don't have masks, there are no ventilators. The very people, some of them in the Ministry of Health, who are supposed to be tasked to do this, went ahead and bought themselves brand new cars instead of buying these supplies, which will eventually help millions of people. That's one of the first things. The second thing you spoke about the attitude of the government or the attitude of the people. Equally, I say the attitude of the government as well should be called into text. I saw a video online circulating on WhatsApp, whether it was true, some people in churches being beat up by the police. I said, okay, maybe this is the government trying to disperse the people. That might be one of the situations. But the honest truth is, I think on Wednesday or Thursday last week, on Wednesday, yes, I'm sure it was Wednesday, the president gave a public address saying that there's going to be a shutdown of the country. The following day, they went on to have my parade hour and all the campaigning, the rallies. At that particular rally, he was telling people that, no, I said this is going to be in effect on Friday. That's 24 hours. As a healthcare worker, you know it for a fact how many people can get infected by this virus in 24 hours. Africa is one of the least prepared, is the least prepared continent for this virus. The only thing that we had going for ourselves is that we had very few flights coming from other parts of the world. And the only thing that was going to help us in Africa is to play defense and play prevention, shut down our borders and try to stay still. Because once this thing is really inside the country, it is going to be very difficult to stop it. There has been constant rumors, of which I don't try to follow some of these rumors, of other people, Asian nationals who've been in the country, some of them who might have even died, and nobody has seen that. And right now, the Ministry of Health is saying there's only 3 cases of the virus, which is also not true. I would like to have your opinion on this.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for the comments and maybe the last question. What I would say, I agree mostly with some of the things that you have mentioned. I'll talk to the issue of, personally, the political will. Like, rightfully as you have said, the president announced this one set of measures.
Mr. Nyamandi, just 1 second. Tonga, can you hear him right now?
I can't hear him.
Can you do us a favor, Tonga? Can you cut and come back?
Let me do that.
Okay, cut and come back, then you pick him up.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, let me go back to Ubaba Nyati. Ngesindebele Baba Nyati. So, last time I was Ubaba Nyati, I was in the Melika. I was in Houston, Texas. I was in Mapchan in less than 2 minutes. I was in self-quarantine. I was in the hospital.
No, as of right now, I'm not really in self-quarantine. It only takes a second ukuthi ngihambe somewhere lapho engizathola umuntu olalele virus. It's either umuntu onxeye othimuliye kumbe wakhwehlela somewhere one kumbe hi rail kumbe hi trolley lokuze ni trolley ye supermarket. If I touch that trolley maybe in the next 12 hours, I'm already at risk of catching that virus. You know, it's very, even I'm a healthcare workers will tell you, you know, it takes a lot of discipline. So anything, we are going to say, just like that. So people should be, Because into lay is only going to get worse. And by the time it hits Africa, and it's going to be very bad. It is really going to be very, very bad.
Yes. So guys, we're going to yes, now?
Yes, I'm not sure about Dr. Nyamande.
Yeah, can you communicate with him so that we hear whether we can talk to him now?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Thank you, I can hear you now.
Okay, go ahead, gentlemen. And come close to your mic. Come close to your mic, please.
Yes, what I wanted to say is, so far the world has 445,000, over 445,000 cases, and over 19,000 deaths. Some people were saying that Zimbabwe has taken too long to take action. Dr. Nyamande, what type of action can you recommend Zimbabwe should take?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. So I will first answer Mr. Jonga's questions. Then I will also try to incorporate Mr. Nyati's comments also as I respond to this. I will speak from the position of our association, and also maybe as a public health scientist. In terms of the existing response by the Zimbabwean government, I think we've noted about five areas which we think are of concern to us. Number one, the port of entry is screening and preparedness in Zimbabwe. We think that the government is selling the nation a dummy in terms when they are saying that they are adequately screening people at the port of entry. We have witnessed through our people who passed through the airport, we've witnessed that the people who are manning the airport, they are simply asking an individual whether or not you are coming from a high-risk country or not. And it is up to the person to own up. If someone chooses to say they are not coming from a high-risk country, at some time they are not physically verifying the passports to see if the person is coming from a high-risk country. So it means there's a loophole there where people who are getting into Zimbabwe who may misrepresent at the border in terms of where they are coming from. Secondly, at the port of entry again, for those who are coming from high-risk countries, what we see lacking is that there is no enforcement of a mandatory quarantine order is announced by President Mnangagwa. What we just see is someone is asked to fill in a form, and when they fill in a form, and if they are cleared and their temperature is checked, then they get into the country. What then happens when the person is in the country? The state must ensure that these people are taken into a government-monitored quarantine facility so that we see whether or not people are adhering to the quarantine order is announced by President Mnangagwa. So there is a real risk that a lot of people are getting into the country from high-risk countries, and by the time they pass through the border, they may be in the incubation period. They may not be showing any symptoms, and then they spread the disease in the community once the incubation period is over. So we have raised this point of data that the government must come up with a mandatory quarantine mechanism where they come up with facilities where all visitors who are coming into the country should be quarantined, monitored for 14 days, and if they don't develop symptoms, then they are released to interact with the community. This is not happening, and this causes an existential threat as people with possible COVID are coming into the country. Secondly, the social distancing, and Ms. Nyat has also highlighted this. We see the president indicating left and then turning right. The president announces one day that the country is now practicing social distancing. We know that social distancing is being used the whole world over as a measure of flattening the curve. We need to make sure that we've got fewer new infections which are spread over a long period of time so that we do not overburden the health system. The president goes ahead to conduct a political meeting. The president goes ahead to conduct a political rally, for example. So we expect the political leadership to lead by example. We expect President Mnangagwa himself. We expect the opposing political parties. We expect civil society groups to be the role models as far as social distancing is concerned. And we need to also to come up with a social distancing model which is reflective of the prevailing economic situation in Zimbabwe. You cannot just tell someone to go and sit at home when they are a vendor. You then need to come up with a complementary social support mechanisms so that when they are sitting at home, they also have got other alternative sources of income. Thirdly, we raised the point of health facilities preparedness. And I think we've had the circumstances that led to the demise of the second of the patient who was diagnosed with COVID just a few days ago. The current facility which is designated by government, which is the working facility, is grossly, grossly ill-prepared to deal with COVID cases. In fact, it does not have the necessary sundries. We heard of relatives going into town, into private pharmacies to buy drugs. We heard of relatives going to private hospitals to borrow ventilators. We heard of the pathetic prevailing situations as far as lightning, the state of the rooms themselves. So we think that the Minister of Health, Mr. Obadiah Moyo, is really selling the country down in terms of how prepared we are as a country. And we think he really needs to own up and realize that he's playing with the lives of millions of Zimbabweans who are facing the risk of contracting COVID.
But
number four.
Okay.
Let me just finish. I'm left with 2 points. Number four, the health workers' support. The health workers cannot respond to COVID when they are not adequately protected from contracting the virus. Health workers cannot adequately respond to COVID when they are earning an equivalent of $100 per month. Nurses are earning an equivalent of $50 per month. How do you expect those people to risk themselves, to throw themselves in the front line and assist in dealing with this pandemic? The government needs to come up with urgent incentivizing mechanisms for health workers, for doctors.
But, let me cut you short there, Dr. Nyawa. So there is a Zanu-PF activist by the name Philip Kaule. You know, I was talking to him this morning about, you know, people complaining and all these kind of things. You know, he said to me, most of those people that are complaining are anti-government. So he was referring to people like Dr. Nyamati and others. So he was saying everything is in good shape. Can you listen to what?
Okay. I think we need to depoliticize the issue of coronavirus. Coronavirus is not looking at someone's political affiliation.
Okay.
We need to put the interest of the nation and deal with the issue truthfully.
Dr. Nyamande, listen to him. Here he is. I'm trying to bring him on board here.
The coronavirus thing. biological warfare, baadhi mazani muda angule inti ya mabomu mkusha lo inti ya mabomu ekato abaya watu abakagileo nangu kangela nzilenji na inale muda ane maswe la makula maswapawa za asipojisa nchikota ikulenda abaya mkusha inale inti ya inale mseme zika satani yonkele mkusha lilo mseme zika satani simili hampa minya.
So I think you get him very clear. Papa Nyati, you're going to have a lot of money. I'm watching. I think just hold on 1 second. I'm going to
have a lot of money. I would like to say one thing. I appreciate what the doctor said. This is not a partisan issue. Mm-hmm. Everybody is going to be affected, whether you are ZANU-PF or MTC or any other party. And this is going to affect the entire African continent as long as we're not prepared for it. Ngathinga ilungiselelanga le ndaba izasichaya sonkeni akula ukuthi kuyiphi party. Okwesibili but wami, the gentleman okhulume kathesi, I don't think you are a healthcare professional. The doctor here okhulumayo is a doctor and he's telling you into eyenzakalayo. He's talking about things asibonayo. Yeah. These are things that are happening. The death toll is not a conspiracy theory. That's one thing Omelo is with the put. Indonesia is not about ZANU-PF. People are going to die in big numbers. If ZANU-PF is putting is doing something that benefits you, and then you decide to protect them at the cost of so many people, it is very wrong. Even if I was in an opposition party, if that party was doing something that benefits me financially, and then I stand by and benefit it, I am corrupt and what I'm doing is wrong. Let us call the truth, and let us state facts. People's lives are at risk. And in millions, abantu bazakufa in numbers, our hospitals are not prepared. Ungathatha abantu bafake ezibhedlela, even in the numbers that they're going, once this case starts going up, the doctor will confirm the hospitals will be overflowing with people. The very minister who is tasked to help this probably also got another car as well. Instead of focusing on getting AMA supplies, it's not a matter of partisanship. It's a fact. But the leadership is failing us.
What I wanted to say, Gibbs, is from what Mr. Gibbs just said, I think that is a ZANU-PF point of understanding that this is a warfare between superpowers and all that. You remember recently, ZANU-PF chairperson Opam Chinguri, Mr. Chinguri said this has nothing to do with Zimbabwe. It is about America. Now that America is feeling the pinch, they know if they sell that idea to ordinary Zimbabweans, I think they are going to put many people in danger.
So let's get your opinion on this, Dr. Nyamat. Just briefly, sir.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I think I have no time for what do I call viral denialism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a Thabo Mbeki in South Africa denying the existence of HIV, and we saw the catastrophic consequences of that denialism. Mm-hmm. And we've had also even from this gentleman's political party, ZANU-PF, where they claimed that this was coming out from a rock, and we've never had abundance of people in Zimbabwe. So honestly, I don't have time to respond to that.
So what's the way forward, Dr. Nyamade, in terms of people having these kind of interactions, social distancing, and all those kind of things? Can you advise people, quickly, 1 minute, what people should do?
Yeah. What I think is Zimbabweans need to take the call by the president, Mnangagwa, for social distancing seriously. People need to stay in their houses. If we stay in our houses and we practice good hygiene, we are going to give the healthcare system enough time to deal with the few cases that we have already. If we don't practice social distancing, if we keep on going to church, if we keep on going to work, if we keep on moving around and visiting our relatives, our friends, unnecessarily, we are going to cause a very huge burden to the already strained healthcare system in Zimbabwe. Please stay at home. Let's stay at home. Let's give the healthcare workers the chance to deal with a few cases. The government must also consider that health is a right, and it is their responsibility to make sure that the current facilities are up to the required standards so that anyone who falls ill from COVID, myself or anyone included, will be able to get the right treatment without being influenced by the hierarchy in the socio-economic standing.
Thank you so much, Baba Chonga. Can you come in now?
Yes, Gibbs, I also spoke with some vendors union leaders. They are saying that they are willing to leave the streets or their vending sites. But what they are also asking the government to do, like what Dr. Nyamande previously mentioned, is to get an assistance, at least assistance from the government in terms of income, because vending is their sole source of income. And mostly in Zimbabwe, people live from hand to mouth. So they are saying the small to medium enterprise ministry should take care of all those vending, who survive on vending. At least they get something. Like here in America, I think if you lose your job, you get something to survive until you get another job. So that's what they are talking about. And I'm not sure whether our government is able to do that. I've been trying to get hold of someone from ZANU-PF, but I think with time we may manage to get hold of that gentleman to join us here. But as of now, the government is saying that things are okay and that people are willing to abide by whatever rules and regulations. But the thing is the government able to assist? That's the question now.
Baba Nat, Nancy, in Okolapa, is here. Lapa Emelika Kuhamaja. Tabon Tilapokona, who self isolation, who went on one of our children?
Laben Kona, you go self isolation. I am not sick right now, but I've decided to stay at home and just go out to buy my groceries and make sure Uti Lame, I'm doing this in a positive manner, knowing fully which long kushang is going to affect just about everybody. So staying at home helps the healthcare workers, just like who doctor just said. Staying at home helps doctors because singakura sonke, there won't be enough spaces built in. So I'm just staying at home, self-quarantining, making sure what you're healthy at all times. What you just said right now about government preparedness and what the government is willing to do to help the people. I honestly think even if you get in touch with this gentleman from ZANU-PF, there is very little that the government is able to do right now. If they're only going to pay nurses $50, what more a vendor on the streets? The honest truth, I think people are just going to have to find a way to just hunker down for a while and there's going to be some serious issues. That is why I wrote a petition that is to the World Health Organization, United Nations, because we will need aid. The country doesn't have the resources or the money to deal with this kind of a thing. And the Abantu that you're talking about, who are vendors, will need food to stay at home. And the only reason that help makes them go out is to try and find money and to get food for the family. But the government doesn't have that money. And some people may argue and say the government doesn't even care with the way they are behaving right now. Another thing that the doctor mentioned that I think I also wanted to mention, I think people need to stop taking every message or post on Facebook or WhatsApp as reality. There is so many stupid things that people are posting. Even here in America, there was something about a commissioner in one of the counties who said people should use blow dryers up their nose and hit their nose and it would kill the virus. People will die in numbers and all the African concoctions and all that stuff is a very big problem. They are still learning about this virus. You can ask the doctor himself. They are still doing research on this virus currently.
Yes. So
people need to slow down on all the nonsense that goes on online about trying to find quick remedies.
Yes, Baba
Nyati. Well, because of that.
That's correct.
And then the other thing the doctor spoke about, I have friends in Bulawayo, Mpilo Hospital, who tell me that the place is in terrible condition. The management there is terrible, and as a result, they are struggling.
Besides that, Baba Nyati, sizwe kutonge ngatini kulokuze mkuba kunyamata bese ukucela nje ukuthi ubuye for 30 minutes ngoba ngizani sesidlulise isikhathi sakho so ungatsha the next 2 minutes bese uzihambela mntu mdala babanyati ngokuthi hapa hapa njengamakutshala
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Njoba Nchilo, I'm about to leave, but I encourage you, let's not just keep this as a talking thing. If there's anything that you guys can do, that we can do as the collective in the diaspora to raise money and help people in the country, because this is going to hit us. It's no longer a maybe issue. It's something that's going to affect everybody else. We can ascertain that the government is failing dismally at this. And if we raise money to give to the government, we will lose that money. Imagine if everybody in the diaspora raised $1. That money was put into an account and given to maybe the World Health Organization to buy supplies for the country, because we're going to be in trouble. I encourage everybody to find positivity in this difficult time. Let us not point fingers constantly. Let's find solutions to the problem and help each other. But lastly, I'll just say, let us continue to do this. The government is really failing us, but let us find solutions. I believe we are very innovative people in Zimbabwe. Yeah. And this is something that we can overcome, njengabantu. The government cannot stop us from living. You understand? We need to find a way beyond that. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Shepard, now Spona, a story friend who put Spona Zane, Utsunga Lako, no Balagide. Who's away, Robert in Lovu, like Ututurum Ganapote, Robert in Lovu, a kicker evening in a day, a SUPAG for a professor page. So today we are doing this live talk, this diaspora forum in our own kind of backyard. So Togaka Nemiri is my neighbor, he's in his house there, and I'm in my house right now. I think even Dr. Nyamandi is at home. I can see that he's at home because of the furniture that you can see behind him. So now let's just turn to you, Baba Chonga. Now I'm also Nyamandi.
Dr. Nyamandi, we are seeing many reports of trials and mega trials being done in various countries. Is there any positive result coming out of these trials for cure?
I think, to the best of my knowledge, what we've been following is that. Hello?
Yes, hello? Uga is talking. I can hear him.
I can't hear him. Maybe I have to leave again and come back.
Okay, no, that's fine. Go ahead, Dr. Nyamandi.
Okay, I was saying, to the best of my knowledge, we currently do not have a treatment for the coronavirus, and also we do not have a vaccine for the coronavirus or the COVID-19 disease. So I think the mainstay of the treatment that we have at the moment is to deal with the public health approaches that have been advanced by the World Health Organization. Social distancing included, and also practicing safe hygienic practices, washing hands, not touching our faces, and also coughing in our elbows, and avoiding close contact and public gatherings. There have been quite a lot of insinuations. We've heard people talking of chloroquine, other people talking of antivirals, other companies acting at a very fast pace, trying to come up with a vaccine. But for as far as the vaccine is concerned, what we have heard is that it needs maybe a minimum of 12 months to 18 months from today for us to develop a vaccine. In terms of treatment, it's actually very difficult because, as far as we know, we do not have a treatment for most viral infections. What we can only have are drugs that can minimize the continued replication of the viruses. So I think our best bet here is to comply with the public health approaches that have been advanced by the World Health Organization, and gratefully, that have also been advanced by most political leaders across the globe.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamambi. Tell us who you are and what you are experiencing there. Just 2 minutes on your job.
Okay, so I'm in Germany, in Hamburg. So we are always inside doors. You know, this situation is now boring and hectic. You know, But, you know, we don't know where it's going to take us up to. But so far, so good. All Zimbabweans were by this side. So far, no any case of any Zimbabwean who has been affected by coronavirus.
So what about your own situation? Are you under self-isolation or what?
No. I'm just inside doors, always inside doors.
So you're not going to work?
No, I can't.
Why?
The situation is it's not good. It's not good at the moment to go outside. To go.
So the government is saying you shouldn't do that?
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
What about fears? Germans are fearing this thing?
Yeah, they're fearing.
Hmm. So what can you tell Zimbabweans back home about this disease?
Back home, Gibbs, I want to tell them the reality. Things are not okay. This disease is deadly. It's deadly. So they should stay indoors. Stay indoors. Please don't go outside. This pandemic is killing everyone. This pandemic is killing everyone. It doesn't say that you are white or black. It's killing everyone.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
So, hey, Chonga, can you hear us right now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. We are joined now by another person from Zimbabwe, and that is Mr. Robert Ndlovu. Mr. Robert Ndlovu is in Harare, I guess. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to Bulawayo.
So, can you tell us the situation down there in Bulawayo? How is it going there?
What I would like to say, Okchwe, Munyamande, and the other guys, it's pretty straightforward. At this stage, I don't think we have time for arguments, finger pointing. But now, the challenge that is there, that is real, and that we are staring is, you know, 90% of people are unemployed. So, the issue of staying home while they mathematically, you know that R note number where one person infects two, infects four, that they use in China, mm-hmm. can use it here. We stay home, all of us, and they can then deal with those abakulai. But my problem is only today, when I passed through town, I saw like four queues. I think a bunch of pushana trying to get some money. And I also, in front of Zapala Rest Station and 9th, people crowding to get 10 kg of minimum. So this is the challenge that health workers and everybody else, the ministry, WHO, are going to find. In as much as people want to comply, they now, some people are now taking a gamble like, okay, should I stay home, die of starvation, or should I take a risk, which obviously is not advisable. So I'm trying to put into light for the average Zimbabwe who cannot afford to, like somebody else said, they live hand to mouth. It's very rare to buy grocery for 1 week. Very few people can afford that. Some of us can, fine. But the bulk of people, they struggle with transport. Where they get their combis there, they're in these zip codes to Western areas. They queue for hours and they are crowded and there's no other way of transport. So what I'm trying to say is, this social distancing is, to me, is the best. I mean, you nip it in the bud before the numbers count. But now people are like, okay, until when will I stay home? So I think these were the challenges. Otherwise, my kids at school, they started teaching them about corona, you know, the Ministry of Education and Health. They're doing well. Like 4 weeks ago, you know, wash your hands. When you cough, cover your mouth, and not sharing stuff, that is pretty awesome. But this is the challenge that we are having on the ground, not theoretical. Yes.
Yeah, and I think the very one to Queen over Shupayo, which by the Konokota, the social Vimba,
abantu abaningi uzathola ukubana ekhaya lapha ngumaziphandela balutshwana abaqhathwe formally, formal employment, doctors, engineers, nurses, teachers, but which one? Abaningi abavuka ekuseni siyathengisa lakho akuthengisayo ukuthi etholeni imali yokuthi efika ngkhaya ethole ukudla njengalibali ukuthi kule drought eZimbabwe. Maybe that's something that we've overlooked. Kube le drought and I think two years in a row. So i-grain level ilow abantu badlimumbu kakhulu lapha ikukudla esikudlayo. Abantu bayakuzwisisa ukuthi kubuthana lokhu kuzasibulala ngobuthana kwethu njengempukazi. Kodwa now abanye sebegcina istorize okungcono yikuphi ukuthi ngife nihlezi endlini angikhulifela ngabantwana kumbe ngithathe i-chance ngiyezama ukuyakudinga. Uyabona ukuthi bakuzwisisa sibili ukuthi ukugeza izandla akusaqhawulana phela sebesitshayana ngezicathulo emabhawu so avala kwama-nightclub bakuzwisisa abantu kodwa iphango lisuka libe likhulu indlala abantu abasacabangi ngengqondo uyabona. Fine, they can like put it or text as a chain, hang it down, you can then use it some fun. If they can say, yeah, they can do that, servant. But I want to think for how long over cool men's hours are alive, my job to fit about. This is the problem. So you need to go to corner. Otherwise, people buy the sister city. They are who follow Emma Pink, their service. As a credit who follow, was this kind of a right toy, my was that right toy. Bagijimela izimota zempuphu kodwa kuyabe kuyi-10 kg iyabe iyakuthova iviki. So ngizama ukuthi izinto ezomkhonomi ezazivele ezingalifama ezenza kube nzima abantu benjani bebenze kuhle enokokucina laba abasebenzayo odokotela yakho abantu ukuthi nje abanye imemori ingani iyaphephuka ngonyaka enye bake umsebenzi abajaha besithi ama-conditions esenza kuwo anzima. Ucorona wayengabi popular, wayesakhona kushuthi engxenye kwezindaba ma-laboratory research. Kodwa kwakungabi indaba esegudwini. Kwakhulunywa into lena kodwa ayiphutshani into lena, abanye babutsha abadokotela omunye waqamula wawahamba ephelele emoyeni bathi ngeke ngisebenzise singala ma-clubs. Ngiyawuparetha njani umntwana? So as I'm speaking, kumbonani osilombe basitrayikile. So how do you expect to be protected when they are ground in the first place?
I don't know. So what Mr. Robert Ndlovu is saying is that, how do doctors protect people when they don't have protective clothing themselves? So to that point, again, you can wrap up, and then maybe we can have 1 minute each of these two gentlemen.
You know, we heard that China, there's a Chinese tycoon who contributed or donated protective gear to Zimbabwe. And I understand part of the consignment arrived in the country yesterday. Maybe what we can wait and see is how that will be distributed according to provinces. Are they going to distribute them according to these centers they have set up, or they are going to distribute according to provinces? That's another thing. But so far, they say that there's stuff that came in, masks, protective suits, and other requirements. And on the other hand, also, some people are complaining that they are not getting enough of information from the government. I don't know how best that can be reached at disseminating information, because like here in America, almost every day, the mayor of D.C., the governor of Maryland, the president himself, they are all holding press conferences to brief the public on the developments with regards to this pandemic. I think that is one thing that Zimbabwe should also be doing at the moment.
Siphinde sakhuluma ngodaba lolu lo Masithole. UMasithole ke Musiphiwe uMamviliza ukukhona ngale university kwele Ireland. Uyakwazi ke ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uhamba njani? Ake limuzwe ukuthi uthini ngomkhuhlane lo.
Ninjani malume nomphakazi wonke nje jikelele kumagumba amanomhlaba. Siyabingelelana kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi sobunzima. Hope lonke you are keeping safe bantu bakwethu. Cela sizame ukuthi siyehlise isintu sakwethu, nyazi siyasiqakathekisa. Kodwa kuyafika isikhathi sokuthi kuthweka ukukhulu lwamabhejwa abekwe phansi nxa kuyikuthi esengenwe yimnondo. Yisisikhathi sakhona kumele sibeke phansi isiko lethu lokuqhawulana. sizama ukuthi singaqhawulani njengoba nje umhlaba umemeza usitsho. Sizijayeza ukuhlala sichabula amanzi, sinatha amanzi kakhulukazi. But ukunatha amanzi kuyenza ukuthi sikuginye okuligciwane lokhu. Kuhambe kuyethelekana le acid esiswini, ukuthi i-acid yesiswini vela ikuthatha imangwe ihlikubulale. Ingozi isekuthini kungasuka kube sokuyekela ukuthi kudlule ngomphimbo lo yesiswini bese kungena umphimbo lo emaphathini. Hayi, lapho kuyabe sokonakele sihlobo zami. Sisebenza ezibhedlela singeke sitho kuningi ngoba kule confidentiality information. Into engayitho ukuthi into leyana ingakungeni emaphathini kulo dubo olukhulu kakhulu ngoba hayi uvele kusindwa kanzima. Kulula kabi ukusinda kwinto kwakhona nxa nje kungene ngoba abaningi abantu abathestwayo baswabhwe nje baphomba ukuswabhwe emthatha iswabhwe emlonyeni lapha kutestwe positive. Hayi, ufica omunye umuntu vele kungamenzi lutho ngesizathu sokuthi kuyabe kungangenanga emaphathini. Ngakho abanye sebeze besithi resort to ukuthi bathi bangaxubha bephinde bahahaze ngesawudo ngoba uthi isawudo lihleli kukhucule. So baningi basebe resorta to ukuthi ekuseni evuka uyahahaza ngesawudo eceda ukuxubha, ntambama selala uyahahaza ngesawudo, bathi lakho kuyanceda kakhulu ngoba kuyenza ukuthi umthimbo wakho uhlale ugezisiwe wakhucula whatever bekungabe soku-accumulator lapho. Kodwa bathi kakhulukazi ukunatha amanzi, ungawanathi eqanda kuthiwana athene khudumala. Asisindeni zihlobo zami isimo sibi leso. Ungabona uhulumende bekhalala ukuthanda imali bonke, hhayi babe bekwazi ukuthi kungena isilwane siyabulala. Asinanzeleleni, singakuthathi kancane. Umkhuhlane lo uhlakaniphile uphinde ube yizithutha zihlobo zami. Indlela esiwuthola ngayo usekuthini uthinte ngesandla kakhulu. Bathi izandla they are the major culprits. Ukubamba ngezandla lapho umuntu akhwehlelele khona lo lakho, kumbe ukuthi akukhwehlelele, of which ukuthi akukhwehlelele ngensuku zalamhla is an accident kukalutshwane. Okuningi okukhulu bathi about 70% ye transmission ibuye lezandla. Ngakho into eqakathekileyo kuthiwa yikugeza izandla. Nxa ugeza izandla zijayeze ukugeza ngesepa, njalo nxa ugeza ngesepa ungenisa iminwe phakathi kweminye iminwe uzama ukuthatha isikhathi esidanyana ugeze ngamanzi agelezayo. Ngoba ungageza amanzi angageleziyo uza kugeza ukufake emanzini uphinde uphume ukuthethe futhi emanzini. Ngakho asizijayezeni ukugeza ku-tap of running water. Inxa kuvuma kube engamanzi akhudumalayo, izandla zihlale zihlanzekile. Sijayeze nje futhi le kuthi nxa sikhwehlela singakhwehleleli kizo izandla ngoba izandla lezi zenza okuningi. Asikhwehleleleni laphana phakathi kwendololwane ukuze isandla lesi esiyiso esiyi-major culprit esiyibambayo umlomo, sibambe izandla, sibambe ukudla, sibambe abanye abantu, sizame ukuthi sisireduce ezi-transmission agent. Yinto eqakathekileyo ukugeza izandla, kuqakathekile lokungaxhawulani zihlobo zami, lokungazijayezi ukubamba imilomo lamakhala. Keep your hands away from your mouth, away from your face, and away from other people. Keep them to yourself. Sireduce, yi-agenti enkulu e-transmitter umkhuhlane lowo. Asigezeni izandla kakhulukazi, sinatha amanzi, khwehlelele kundololwane. Okokugcina engaxwayisa ngakho zihlobo zami ukuthi abantu ngicela linanzelele ukuthi umuntu kanengi okuthiwe khona usezizwa ukuthi yena uselawo lomkhuhlane, isikhathi esiningi kuthiwa kuyabe soku-after incubation period which is 14 days, isikhathi eside kakhulu uyabe sekuhlanyele kakhulu. Into eqakathekileyo zihlobo zami yukuthi zilalelisise umzimba wakho. Into leyi iqala emakhaleni, uzwe emakhaleni kungathika kukho right, kungathi kufuna ukuba lezilondanyana lemphinjeni. Kodwa umehluko wezilonda ezinormali leflu okunormali, umehluko wakho yikuthi lokhu kuyakwenza uzu ngani uyasilelwa ngumoya, angani indlela yomoya yokuphefumula iyavaleka. Yikho lapho bakwazi khona ukuthi hayi sokwehlukile, sokungengakujayelanga. Kungasuka lapho vuka ekuseni nsuku zonke lokhu kubona ule 3 days utholile umkhuhlane, vuka uphefumule kakhulu, uphefumulele phakathi, ubusubamba umoya lowa ubale engqondweni yakho 1 usiyafika ku-10. Ungezwa ungazwa buhlungu, ungezwa i-discomfort kumbe kungani ususehluleka ukuphefumula mba usezwa kuhle, hayi uyabungakabi nalutho.
yiyo amasayensi akuqala ongakwanisa ukuthi vuka uzitheste nsuku zonke ungamelela ukuthi uzumelele ifever. Ifever ibuya ngabo day 6 kusiya 7 phambili. Uyabe uvela usugula vele sokudlulile emphinjeni kwayemaphathini. Inkalakatha ayikukubamba kusesemphinjeni. Vuka uzize uzitheste uze ukuthi hhayi awuzwa lutho kungani uyashotelwa yikuphefumula. Yindlela ongezwa ngayo masinyane. Uhle uqalise ukuzama ukunatha lemon water, ukufutha, ukunatha amanzi amaningi kakhulu ulakho ukuthi ukuthanyele, you flush it out of your system kungakaze kukulimaze. Lawana amanye ama-symptoms ababazwayo lana ama-symptoms abe sokufull blown, kumele uqalise ukukulwisa kusesemasinyane.
Siyambonga kakhulu ke uSiphiwe okhulume ngomkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus COVID-19. Uma Sithole ke ukhona ngale kwele Ireland use-university ukwezempilakahle. So under those circumstances, Dr. Nyamande, the way forward, 1 minute.
Yeah, I think I agree with most of the suggestions. In terms of the equipment that has been donated, I still think we don't need to rely on donations only. We appreciate the donation, but I think, for example, 10,000 testing kits in the event of a fully blown outbreak in Zimbabwe, I think they are just a tiny drop in the ocean. So what we need is for the government to complement the donations, and also to, like what Mr. Jonga has said, maybe they can set up an information hub or an information portal or a website, for example. And also, let's consider our grandmothers in the rural areas and those who are in other areas where they cannot access the internet. So the mass media, the radio, the television, and even the community structures, the traditional leaders, the chiefs, they should be summoned to propagate information about coronavirus to the lowest level of the community so that our people start to take preventative measures, which are the mainstay of preventing this virus for now. Prevention, staying at home, is our best bet. So let's stay at home and let's flatten the curve. Thank you.
And your last word, Mr. Robert Ndavo?
Yes. Yeah, a quick one, yes. I fully agree with him. In terms of communications, what I have noticed, because I'm coming from that background, is that most people, as Mabwe has got an internet penetration of 59%. So it means only 59% can access internet. So I think the government wants to encourage companies to use regular old text messaging because it's cheaper, they need to reach more people, and the use of radio stations, like the doctor said, because the data is expensive. This is why you don't see so many people on your shows. You understand? I don't, because of data. So people might not get information, but I've seen banks that are doing well, Stewards, Zimbabwe Online, they're sending informations via text messages. And I think that could go a long way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Sorry, we are out of time, and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Basil Nyati in Houston, in Texas. And we wish to thank also Dr. Nyamande. He works with the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights. You correct me there if I'm wrong. And then we've got Mr. Robert Ndlovu. He is in Bulawayo. He used to work for a big company here in the USA. I know that he has got his own company now in Zimbabwe. So thank you so much, Tonga, as well. So you can tell the listeners that we are done for today. So this is Kip Chuwe in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe. Tonga?
Neni, Tonga Kandemire, Ndremuna Mute. Kiti aiwa katakomi rafano tinotenda mose mafanya kutere la chirongwa chedu sasa na mbakare mchirongwa the studio 7 tinotewera mwara na mbakanaki